All right, to my right is, to my left, actually, Dr. Tracy Lenhart, the medical director of Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center in Largo. Go to peaksofhealth.com or give her a call at 727-826-0838. She is our medical expert, and she's here with us every Tuesday to educate and inform us on what we need to do about our health. Good morning, Doc. How are you?
Good morning.
All right, we're talking about IV vitamin C. Why vitamin C?
Well, vitamin C is unbelievably important in the body, and we can't make it. So it's, you know, one of these things. It helps repair our cells. It helps our immune system. And almost every IV that we give the vitamin C in there because it has the components in it to make the IV what we call hypertonic. So we have to, you know, because of our body's pH, we have to turn around and make a hypertonic IV.
So why don't we have, as humans, why don't we have vitamin C?
We don't have the enzyme to break it down. You know, the... We don't have the specific enzyme. It's missing. It converts glucose into vitamin C. So because of that, we cannot make our own vitamin C.
And vitamin C has a lot of value. If you take it with iron, there's a value, right?
Well, the thing is, vitamin C actually makes iron absorbed, you know. So if you actually, it has a specialized, you know, requirement in the iron. And it's a reducing agent. So it actually reduces the iron. So you can't take vitamin C and iron together.
Oh, okay. You can't take those two together. Okay. But it's extremely important, vitamin C, for our immune support, isn't it?
Unbelievably important for our immune support because our white cells have a lot of vitamin C attached to them. And without that, they don't activate the white blood cells as well.
So very, very important. So we all need to be on vitamin C. By the way, you gave me that Myers cocktail last Wednesday on the air. I'm telling you, I've been Superman ever since. I was dancing at a party on Saturday night. Usually I'm good for one dance, and that's it. I got to sit down. I dance every single day. If the wife kept saying, again, you want to go for another dance, another dance? And I'm telling you, I'm still feeling fantastic, so you got to get one of those. Vitamin C also helps to regenerate vitamin E. Tell me about that.
Well, actually, all of the, you know, what people don't realize is all of these vitamins are antioxidants. But in order to be an antioxidant, that, you know, what they do is they donate an electron to a free radical to turn it into to neutralize it. But when they do that, they become a free radical. So it kind of goes down the line. So each, you know, vitamin in combination kind of neutralizes the next one. So, you know, they don't create more free radicals. And vitamin E and vitamin C, you know, really go good together. You know, they actually regenerate each other.
Now, people are going to ask, and I was curious, why do it in an IV? Why not just take the pill, the vitamin C pills that you can take? It's much better, though, to do it by IV, isn't it?
Well, the same thing. If you take so much vitamin C orally, say you take 2,500 milligrams orally, you'll only get the equivalent of about 200 in the system when they actually measure blood levels. But you take the same amount through an IV, and it's four times the amount in the blood.
Wow.
Just for the same amount of vitamin C. And then when you take orally, the most you can take is about 3,000 milligrams a day, and that's what your body will absorb. We can put anywhere from 25,000 to 50,000, all the way up to 100,000 milligrams in an IV, depending on what we want to do with the IV.
And so you would have to take the equivalent of three or four full bottles of vitamin C just to get the level you give in one IV.
Exactly.
Wow. Wow. Very, very interesting. Okay. So let's talk about what are the cautions of using vitamin C on a regular basis?
Well, the big caution is there's some people have a condition called G6PD deficiency. And if they do have that, we have to make sure we don't give a certain amount. You know, you have to give under about 40,000 milligrams unless you test for it. So that's one caution because that, you know, can cause the cells to kind of lyse because of that enzyme. And then there's, you know, a few other things. We have to make sure, you know, you want to give it slow because it is, you know, an acidic hypertonic solution, so we don't want to give it too fast. And, you know, the half-life, you know, is a little bit low. That's, again, why we give it slow. You know, there's the big things. You don't want to give it with somebody with a lot of iron, like hemochromocytosis. So there's some conditions that we kind of are cautious about.
Can you use it when you're pregnant?
Absolutely.
Okay, and also, too, there's a dispelled thing about it that vitamin C does not cause kidney stones, right?
No, that's been
people
debunked.
People think that. Yeah, people think that, though,
that's
right?
That's been debunked.
Okay, but it does, it will falsely increase the blood sugar level for a little while.
It will, because again, remember, vitamin C and glucose kind of go hand in hand a little bit, you know, and so because of that, we don't test blood sugars for up to 4 hours afterwards, especially, you know, and a diabetic. If a diabetic is, you know, high on their blood sugar, we might want to give them something to lower the blood sugar before we give it to them. We also make sure people eat before they get a high dose of vitamin C, because again, it can falsely elevate elevate, but it's really kind of giving us a false sense of security. It's lowering the blood sugar.
So if you don't eat, you can get hypoglycemic, right?
Exactly.
Okay. See, I knew that because you taught it to me. That's why.
Yes.
See, I didn't know that stuff before, but now I can treat people, basically. No, I can't really. I seriously can't. Keep it to the doc, okay? Go and see her for this. So IV, vitamin C, it's really going to help you. That Myers cocktail has made me a whole different person, Doc. I feel tremendous ever since then. I'm going to keep coming for him. So go to peaksofhealth.com or give her a call at 727-826-0838. All right, Doc, last word on vitamin C. Tell them what to do.
Well, absolutely. You know, come in and get your IV vitamin C. And tomorrow we're going to be actually discussing some of the higher doses we use in pre- and post-op IVs.
Okay, so that's on the Pete O'Shea Show tomorrow with Dr. Tracy Lennon for your pre- and post-op IVs so that you don't have any problems during the operation. That's the person you need to talk to, Dr. Tracy Lennon. We're going to take a break from the news. We'll be back with more AM Inspiration right after this.